We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Mem Tet in the Shalem edition and Kuf Lamed Chet in the Musad Rav Kook edition. The Ran had been discussing this concept that Moshe Rabbeinu was constantly prepared for prophecy, and he says that's something extraordinary and that's something that's miraculous, that a person at every moment can have prophecy. So he says it's beyond our understanding how a person can get there, but Omnam, but if you want to understand how did this work that Moshe Rabbeinu had consistent prophecy? If we said that a corporeal being, a human being with a physical body, it's against his nature to always be able to have prophecy. I think the way it worked was as follows. Vehu, and that is, anything that comes to us through emissaries, so to speak. When God makes something happen in this world, he does it in a trickle-down system. And it doesn't. It's not that God is directly making something happen. He has his angels, he has his laws of nature, he has other ways of doing it. It's al yaday emtzayim, it's through intermediaries. We don't pray to those intermediaries, but they still exist. God does things through intermediaries. Omnam nimshach al yachas v'seder min ha-mashpia al ha-mkabel. But nonetheless, it's still connected. You have this cyclical effect. You have a one thing affects the other, and it's still all attributed to the original cause. And if you have, how do you say in English, gargalei shinaim, you have gears. So you have one gear that turns another gear that turns a third gear. They're still all being moved by the first gear, right? There's one wheel that's turning that's moving all the other wheels. So far, so good? V'lazei yitzterech she'yeh ha'yachas ha'hu shamu. And being that there's a relationship between one and the other, we have to maintain that relationship. It's like gears. If you want the final wheel to turn, well then all the wheels have to still be connected to one another. And so long as the recipient is not ready to receive, at some level you would say this relationship has been broken. But something that God gives directly, without all the gears in between, without the angels and whatever other causes God does to bring something about, then no preparation is really required. אבל אם רצה השם יתברך יכונן העצים ואבנים אם ירצה, כמו שיכונן איש שלם היצירה, מעוטד להיות שלם בשכלו. If it's happening directly from God, then if Hashem wants, then the stones can have the same capacity as the human being, even though the human being has a mind. But that's all when you're working through the laws of nature. Meaning, let's say I want to pour myself a cup, I want to drink. So I need to pick up a bottle, I need to have a cup that has the capacity to house the liquid, I need to pour it, and then I could drink, right? But if God wants me to have a drink, God doesn't need not a bottle, not a drink, not a cup. God could make me have the drink and finished. I'm satiated, I've drank. But I never did the actual action of pouring myself a cup and drinking. Right, because in our world, there's causality, there's cause and effect. I have to take a bottle, I have to pour it into a cup, I have to take a cup, I have to drink the drink. And then I'll have the drink within me. But if God directly wants me to have the drink, then in one second I could be with the drink within me, right? When God does things through natural means, through working through the angels who then cause something to happen on earth, which then causes whatever God wants to happen. Ultimately, that happens. But if God does something directly, then God doesn't have to work through all these systems. You guys with me, yeah? שהכנת המתפעלים לא תצטרך, אלא בשפעים המשתלשלים על ידי אמצעים. It's only when you're using intermediaries that you need preparation, שהשפעתם מיוחדת ומוגבלת כפי הכנת המקבלים. Because their capacity is to give in accordance with what there is capacity to receive. Meaning they're working within a system. God doesn't have to work within a system. God made this system, and ordinarily God works within a system. So if God wants the Jewish people to enter the land of Israel, God could make the Jordan split, right? So all of the people of Israel have one miracle. The Jordan splits, and they cross over. But then God says, I want the Kohanim that are carrying the ark, I want them in the land of Israel too. And they end up being on the eastern side. They're on the eastern side of the Jordan. The Jordan keeps going. They're on the eastern side. Everyone else has entered the land of Israel. And so what does God do? Okay, lift them, cross the Jordan, and drop them inside the land of Israel. Why didn't all of the people of Israel have that? We could have just woken up one morning and we were in the land of Israel, because God doesn't make things happen that way. He works through intermediaries. So there's the angel who's in charge of the Jordan, and that angel was given a command that he should stop the Jordan. Even when you have miracles, there's a certain order in which God does the miracles. But that's because God works through the system. But if God wanted to, he could just make us wake up and in 1 second we were in the land of Israel. Yes? So he says that's the difference between when God works through intermediaries, through angels, and when God does something directly. V'acharei asher ratza Hashem itbarach lezakot Moshe lenavi bli shum emtzai. And being that God wanted to make Moshe a prophet without intermediaries, Moshe is the one prophet that God speaks to directly, k'mo she'nirmaz ze ba'pasuk pel pe adaber bo, as is alluded to in the verse that says, God says, I speak to him mouth to mouth, yichuyav she'e mukhan b'chol et b'shaveh. So then, it's not that he's worked his way up and he's working through the same system any other prophet was working. Because any other prophet works through the system, works through the angel, and then God talks to him through an angel, as the Rambam writes. Moshe talks to God. So Moshe talks to God. When God talks to a person, when God wants to make something happen, then it doesn't have to work with all the preparations like when things work through angels. And so there's no difference between one moment and the next when God talks to him. כי אין מעצור להשם יתברך להשפיע עליו תמיד ואין השפעתו מוגבלת בהכנת משה. Because when God wants to make something happen, if God is doing it directly, then there's no limitation. When God works through intermediaries, when God makes something happen through angels, which is what God does almost always, 99% of the time, so then God makes things work through a system. If you want to become wealthy, so God doesn't make you suddenly have $1 million in your house. You have to work, you have to have a good job, there are a lot of things that have to happen. There's an order of nature. And if God wants to bless a person, God does it, but through natural means. So there's a whole system. We know the way the world works, and Hashem makes it happen, but in a long-winded way, so to speak. But when God does something directly to a person, so then God doesn't have to work through any system. It's direct. And then it's not contingent on anything else. It's not contingent on it fitting into the laws of nature. Moshe's prophecy was different than any other prophet. Every other prophet worked their way up and then received the revelation, which, according to Maimonides, was a revelation of an angel. No prophet really spoke to God directly other than Moshe. If Moshe is talking directly to God, so then God doesn't have to work through a system. If it's not working through a system, so then every minute is the same. And that's how Moshe could have prophecy at all minutes, at all times. Okay, the Ran will develop this thought, Be'ezrat Hashem. We'll see you next time.